I'm Connor with Honor. I don't think people talk enough about how difficult the struggle is to get your body fat off. I know that a lot of people out there that are watching this, maybe you've been struggling for a long time. Me, myself, I was a very fat, obese adult for a majority of my adult life. And this started when I was a kid. That was that time back in the 70s where they were telling everybody that fat's the problem. So they started injecting a lot of sugar into food. And well, you know as well as I, if you're anything like me, sugar is wonderfully delicious. And when you eat a lot of sugar, your body does a lot of things that typically is normally not really great for your body. Sugar does create issues and it is a toxin. It's things to look at, the way that things that you eat impact your body. However, most of us, well, we're just happy beings, so we don't really look into the reasons as to why we're feeling in such poor ways. One of the things that I realized when I was at my fattest was how comfortable I was in my own skin. This uncomfortableness that I felt was really a very strong motivator, but it still wasn't enough. I didn't realize that I was really unhappy until I had a moment to stop all the noise around me. And a lot of folks have are always attached or plugged in. They don't take a moment to sit back and reflect. They're constantly trying to move forward, constantly trying to get advantage in some particular thing in their world, with people, with situations, in their employment, whatever it may be. They're always trying to do that, yet they never have a moment for themselves. They never have a moment to pull back and just reflect on where they are currently in their life and what it's going to take them to a different place, maybe a place that will afford them more freedom, more relaxation, more intensity, whatever it is they're looking for. Where is that place and how do they get there? When I first started this process, and sad to say, this process has taken me my entire adult life to figure out. But once I figured it out, I realized that that change that was really necessary to get me to where I wanted to be, or at least on that journey, wasn't as bad as the pain that I was experiencing at the time when I was 365 pounds, which is with a 65-inch waist. I realize now, looking back, that this is a much better place to be, less painful, less inflammation, and much better as far as health-wise. I can breathe, I don't snore, lots of things. My skin doesn't chafe and rub together. I can actually shop at normal clothing stores, and my blood pressure, my blood sugar, everything is perfect. And that's only the case because I was able to incorporate small lifestyle changes that at the time seemed massive and almost unable to be overcome. But those small changes in my eating frequency, the things I put in my mouth, and the way that I worked out, and also equalizing my hormones and bringing them back to the levels that they used to be prior to the damage and life and all those other things that happened to all of us in our adult years. Once I got that in check, then it was game on, and I haven't stopped yet. Also, the biggest change for me, another big change, I don't look at the goal as being where I'm headed. I have the goal. Basically, the goal is being in the best shape of my life. I don't believe I will ever attain it because it's a constant work in process. But as I thought that might be detrimental to my development, I might think that if I don't have that goal, I'll never be able to overcome. What I realized is the most important part of this whole thing is the journey. But I would rather enjoy the journey leaner than being as obese as I was. I would rather have the journey being more fit than super fat. That's where you're going to see a big difference. Everybody's telling you to get this goal and to go there. I'll never be at my goal, but I'm much happier being in the journey because if I really got everything I wanted, I believe that would be an incredibly boring life and maybe hell on earth. I'm Connor with Honor. I do appreciate you watching. That's a little bit from me to you. Make it happen. It's in your court. We'll talk to you soon. I'm Connor with Honor, over and out.